and this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At an economic summit in China, President Obama is turning attention to the Islamic State, consulting with the leaders of Turkey and Britain, important allies with their own challenges at home. Also, Mr. Obama is scheduled today for his first meeting with Theresa May, the new British Prime Minister. Mr. Obama arrived Saturday in Hangzhou for the G20 gathering when he and Chinese President Xi Jinping announced they had committed their nations to a landmark climate deal that was brokered last year in Paris.
The growing threat of climate change could define the contours of this century more dramatically than any other challenge. One of the reasons I ran for this office was to make sure that America does its part to protect this planet for future generations.
China and the U.S. represents the world's two biggest carbon dioxide emitters. They have formally submitted documents marking their commitment. This puts the climate deal closer to taking effect, potentially by year's end. Bangladesh has executed a senior Islamist leader, Mir Qasem Ali, who was found guilty of war crimes during the 1971 war in which Bangladesh broke away from Pakistan. Meantime, Bangladesh has seen an increase in militant attacks, including the assault on a Dhaka cafe where 20 were killed, most of them foreigners. Turkey has sent more tanks into northern Syrian villages to support Syrian rebel fighters against the Islamic State. At least 20 tanks, 5 armored personnel carriers, trucks, other armored vehicles crossed the border, marking Turkey's second incursion since it launched its so-called Euphrates Shield back on August 24th. This is VOA News.